Hi, this is Juan. Last week, I was on a call with a lady, sharing with her my impressions of the path meditation. She asked if I would also share my thoughts with you tonight. Last week was a very serious meditation. The lady shared what was been troubling her for years regarding the path and different incidents. She posed questions and concerns that need to be taken to heart for deep contemplation and with radical self-honesty. I was relieved that she finally brought these matters to the entire path, as I have seen how she has been agonizing for years, seeing that for the most part, and in spite of all that she has been relentlessly giving us, it does not seem to break through a fog of dismissiveness and inaction. For too long now, the lady has been aiming at attending to the basic foundation of spiritual work: being respectful, caring, restrained, and dutiful should be a baseline for the path to ultimate freedom that does not need to be revisited time and time again by her or her leaders. The bickering, the arguing, the stubbornness, and the general repetitive indulgence in illusory behavior is not the break-free work. Over the last years, I heard her or her Denver leaders talk about what is happening in the houses and how poorly you were treating each other. I had to ask the leaders in Munich if we were missing something, as we don't face those type of issues here. Sure, there are frictions here and there, but nothing to the degree that is happening in Denver. Because I also travel regularly to the home center and experience the path there, I want to share that I have concluded that there's something particular that is happening to the path there. A density has infiltrated the path consciousness. I don't like to generalize, and I say this with great caution, but it needs to be said, as it is of serious consequence. Denver is the home center. It is Gurasana's vortex on this earth. And it is the place in the world where we host the lady. The ongoing outburst of misbehavior is slowing the movement and distracting us from more serious work, work that is necessary to break free. That creates a collective crack in the ring of protection that the path should provide to our holy mission. Everyone is equally responsible for all the pockets of behavior and consciousness that are reflected in the incidents of the last years. It's not only about the people involved, but also for everyone to take a stand and hold the line in the light. There are battles that are not meant for the lady anymore. In 2014, when the lady asked me to come to Munich to help out, she said there was a cloud covering over the path in Europe. She felt the lack of devotion. The special love of the German devotees had gone dim and the pathwork fuzzy. She was troubled and distraught for Kalinti's disciple and was determined not to let Munich's center die out. She would not cease to help everyone fulfill their destiny. I recognized a similar feeling when she spoke to the past last week. The Munich path has so much transformation ahead of them and faces other types of spiritual problems. However, as a result of the work the Munich path have done in the last years and in response to the lady's help, there's one aspect that as a whole contrasts with Denver. And that is that every single member of the path in Munich has a very personal, devoted, solid and surrendered relationship with the lady. I know that every time someone is confronted with major letting go or have dangerously crossed over into the illusion's territory, I can appeal to the love they have to their master for them to be able to shift and let go. The reminder of their love of master stops most everyone in the past in Europe on their tracks and helps them rectify instantly. There's a powerful quality of reverence that facilitates that movement. Tonight, I want to offer that the attribute of reverence and love to master needs to be strengthened. We know we will have to cross through a lot of transformational mud and that it will be messy at times, but we can't let ourselves get stuck. It's time to pick up the pace. It's time to intensify our resolve. It's time to become more serious. It's time to cross over into a nothing else matter mood and stand strong by Kalindi's side, by the lady's side. From my path, I know that in the face of my greatest challenges, it was my love, devotion, trust and obedience to my masters that allow me to let go, to make the right choices and walk the straight line. For instance, after Kalindi's passing, Jim and other leaders left the lady's side. I was profoundly disheartened for the lady. I was deeply concerned for our mission. Yet, it was my love for her and my commitment to Kalindi that made me make a choice to stand strong and do my part. I sat on that seminar chair reminding myself every moment I was sitting in Kalindi's chair, in the lady's chair. I was determined not to let them down by making choices that often were not easy, but the alternative choice became unacceptable because I loved them too much to fail them and to fail myself. Love of master is not something that can be imposed or artificially produced. However, it can be nurtured, cultivated, and fostered every moment, every day. It keeps one humble. Gurasana said that without guidance we cannot make it home. Knowing that, true disciplehood is paramount. I cannot conceive being on the path to ultimate freedom and not live in the disciple consciousness of humility and loving submission. The lady has shared with us her master-disciple relationship with Kalindi and described it as a divine romance. 2 years ago, when she read her letters to Kalindi, I was humbled, realizing how slim and sparing I had been as a disciple. In the last 5 years, the lady has given us her path. Embedded in her path is her unending and loving relationship with Kalindi. I want to ask you to reevaluate and renew your own relationship as a disciple of Kalindi and of the lady. Sometimes simply loving your master with abandonment and obedience is what makes one choose the light and let go, give up, and surrender faster. I feel that in some, that speed of movement is being wasted out by not cultivating and deepening the consciousness of disciplehood. I'm calling upon the true and needed quality of disciplehood. Find a mature love of master so much that you forget about yourself and become faithful in walking straight the narrow path home. Our choices can be directed like a compass, pointing always north when we find our place at the feet of the Master in unconditional love, obedience, and faithfulness. The lady says that faithfulness means not wandering from the truth. Every time we wander away from the truth, we walk away from God and Master. What do you know to be true about Gurasana, about Kalindi, of the lady, and are you living your life as a testament of that knowing? We are in service to the incarnation. We are a disciple of Kalindi. We are a disciple of the lady. Why not behave like one and follow their example? Why not meditate like one? Why not give back to them by making a conscious, majestic, and final choice to be done with pettiness and ready ourselves to go all the way home? When the lady brought me down to my knees to stand me up as one of her bookends, I experienced it like being crucified. I understood that it meant I needed to reaffirm my commitment to live in submission and obedience to her, to Kalindi, and to Gurasana. I knew I had to draw a circle on the sand to stay inside in surrender and devotion to my masters. Love of Master, devotion to Master, obedience to Master are expressions of someone who lives in urgency and is dead serious to make it home in this lifetime. To be a true disciple means that you're humble, that you listen, that you learn, and you take the necessary actions, not just to speak the words, but to do it. As Jesus himself said, do not believe those who say, Lord, Lord, Lord. He said it is those who do it right that matter, not those who say it right. When one lovingly surrenders to a master, many of the chains of relationship to illusory behavior are dissolved. Why not cross over into the nothing else matter mood and stand strong by the lady's side and follow her footsteps? She knows the way home. She is with Kalindi, with Gurasana. Give love to your master, closing your Jesus circle. Review and renew your master-disciple relationship with the lady. Break fresh ground with her. If you're serious about breaking free in this lifetime, please put your head at the feet of your master with burning love. Thank you for listening.